Hi, this is Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Olena Hankivsky is seeking a second term as mayor of Port Hope, stating she needs an additional 4 years to accomplish her priorities for the West Northumberland community. She is focusing her campaign on three pillars: making Port Hope affordable, taking a Port Hope first approach to development and future planning, as well as discussions regarding the proposed Wesleyville nuclear project and the Port Hope Area Initiative to ensure the cleanup and local management of low-level radioactive waste in the region.
Well, I think any mayor that's ever had the honor of serving their community knows that 4 years is a really short span of time to think about completing any of the kinds of projects or initiatives that would be important for any community, because most of the kinds of challenges and opportunities that we have, they don't fit neatly into political cycles, right? So they don't fit neatly into 4 year cycles. They're often much longer in nature, and that's certainly when you're thinking about the things that we need to do to make life better for people in the community, to build the kind of economic resilience, to make sure that we're well positioned for the future. It takes definitely more time.
So let's dive into some of those initiatives that obviously need to be addressed in Port Hope. Clearly, Wesleyville is the biggest future project coming to the region. How do you see yourself and this next council positioning themselves to making Wesleyville a bit more of a reality?
Well, I think it's premature to talk about Wesleyville as necessarily being a reality, because this is one of those projects that is, you know, extends beyond that first 4 year mandate that we were talking about. And this is a project that's going to shape Port Hope for generations. And I often say that, you know, we're in the earliest stages of this. So if we think about it as a book, we're truly in chapter one. And my ongoing responsibility is to make sure that the community is heard in this process, that it's protected, that Port Hope gets all the investment and the infrastructure and the benefits throughout the entire process. But the reality is, it is a multi-year process where we have just agreed to date about exploring the possibility of clean energy and new nuclear at Wesleyville. But it's a very complex process. We need to have our eyes wide open, and we just have to take it carefully, step by step, so that we understand the opportunities, but also the risks and the responsibilities.
So let's pivot to housing. I know that obviously being on the 401 corridor, Port Hope is an ideal spot, being closer to the GO trains and Toronto. How do you build more houses?
Well, I think understanding housing, you have to understand the entire ecosystem of what makes life good and affordable in a community like Port Hope. So housing is one part of that. It's an essential part of it, because we do want to make sure that people can afford to live in this community, and for, in particular, for seniors, that they can stay in a community that they've helped to build their entire lives. One of the key mechanisms for achieving that is looking at our municipal lands, what we own, and how that can be leveraged to create mixed housing, including affordable housing options, to talk, when it's not on our land, to ask developers to include affordable housing in their new projects. And that's something that we have done this last term. I've been able to secure some of the first agreements with private developers around guarantees to affordable housing. I would also say it would really help if we had planning autonomy in Port Hope to help us move processes along. And there is now in place a very progressive policy on additional residential units. And I'd like to see that really develop over the next 4 years for people to become aware of the opportunities, to understand how they can create them on their own properties, and see how that can also help with some of the housing needs.
Let's shift to municipal taxes. I know that most municipalities, Port Hope is also included, that there's a struggle to kind of keep taxes as low as you can, but also maintain services, but also meet possible growing demand. How do you balance keeping the taxes low, but seeing investments maybe in police services, seeing investments in social services in Port Hope?
Well, it's a constant balancing act, because we know that there are huge pressures on all municipalities, not just ours, with aging infrastructure. We have to do, very comprehensive asset management moving forward. And so we have to keep investing into our infrastructure. But at the same time, we don't want to put that additional pressure on the taxpayer, on residential taxpayers, because it's just really not tenable. So where we need to look is to the decision-making tables, which are beyond municipal governments, often to the province, to the federal government, to make sure that we're there advocating for our fair share, whether that's advocating for a different fiscal framework of how many overall tax dollars come to local governments. And in the case of Port Hope, really being at the table to ask for the things that we need, from infrastructure to transportation to healthcare to housing, education, culture, recreation. The funding for all of those comes from the province and other levels of government. And we have to be at those tables. We have to be respected at those tables, and we have to advocate to get resources into the community to make some relief for the taxpayers, and also looking at grants in a more, I would say, innovative and aggressive way, so that again we can bring more investment into the community. And then finally, we're on a really good track to seeing where our reserve investments sit and making sure that we get the most return on those investments. And I'm, really proud that I brought to this council information about one investment, which is a more flexible investment entity for dealing with municipal reserves. And I think that through shifting to one investment, we're going to get better returns on our current reserves, which will help with the pressure as well on taxes.
So what would be your strategy for your next council? What are you wanting to achieve as your number one priority?
Well, I think that it's really difficult to identify one priority. I think that the position that I'm taking is that there's an evolving platform, right? Because conversations need to continue to happen with residents and through community engagement. Whatever those priorities are have to also be grounded in our strategic plan that we just produced. And that's a blueprint for the future that was informed by the community, by staff, and through guidance with council. So all of those pieces need to come together. But I would say that an evolving platform for me prioritizes three things. The first is a really good and affordable life in Port Hope. The second, no doubt, is around making sure that we have a Port Hope first approach to growth and development, and that would include any consideration of the proposed new nuclear at Wesleyville, making sure that Port Hope is really placed first in all of those conversations and considerations. And the third would be definitely around the PHAI and fighting for a better deal for residents in our community, and to ensuring that the project comes to completion and that we receive the kind of compensation that is due to us.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.